Chapter 4. Better Death Than Dishonour. D'Artagnan hurried to the convent for his duel with Athos. His thoughts were serious now. D'Artagnan was no fool, and he knew one or the other of the musketeers would kill him. They were experienced soldiers who'd proved themselves in many wars, and D'Artagnan, although he was skilled with a sword, had never fought a duel in his life. Courage, he urged himself. He was sure this would be his last day on earth. But still, he wasn't going to run like a coward. Better death than dishonour, D'Artagnan told himself. But there was a chill down his spine, and his stomach was churning. The convent was a grim, forbidding ruin. Beside it was a little piece of waste ground. Although dueling was against the law, gentlemen often met here to fight in secret. Athos was waiting, looking cool and unconcerned, even though his wound still hurt him badly. "Sorry I'm late," gasped D'Artagnan. "That's quite all right," said Athos graciously. "I'm still waiting for my two friends. They're acting as my seconds." Oh dear, thought D'Artagnan. He'd clean forgotten about seconds. Friends who came to watch a duel to make sure the fight was fair. "I'm afraid I have no seconds," he told Athos politely. "I only arrived today in Paris, and I don't know a soul. I do apologize." Athos was just as polite back. "I apologize as well," he said, bowing low. "My seconds are late. Where are those rogues? They should be here." At that moment, a familiar voice roared, "Hey, Athos, sorry we're late." The giant figure of Porthos appeared. He strode up, his crimson cloak swirling. Behind him strolled the slender Aramis, soberly dressed and discreet as always. He hid his thoughts, while everything Porthos felt could be instantly seen on his face. "Have you killed him yet?" roared Porthos, eagerly. "Who was the foolish fellow, anyway?" "I'm the foolish fellow," said D'Artagnan, stepping forward and bowing. "And we haven't started yet. We were waiting for you." Porthos goggled at him in astonishment. "Wait a minute. Aren't I fighting you here at 1 o'clock?" "And I at 2," added Aramis in his soft voice. "Well, young man," said Athos, "it seems you have a busy couple of hours ahead." "Let's get on with it, then," cried D'Artagnan, drawing his sword. "En garde!" And he was about to cross swords with Athos when a band of armed men came riding round the corner. "The cardinal's men," frowned Athos. They were deadly enemies of the king's musketeers, and now the cardinal's men had caught them, red-handed, breaking the law. They could be put in prison, even executed for duelling. "Put your swords away, gentlemen," shouted Jussac, who led the cardinal's men. "And prepare to be arrested." "We mustn't get taken to prison," hissed Porthos. "Monsieur de Tréville would be furious. Remember his orders this morning? Keep out of trouble." "I'm afraid, gentlemen," said Athos calmly to the cardinal's men, "we can't allow you to arrest us." "Don't be foolish," said Jussac. "You are not thinking of fighting, are you? There are 6 of us, and only 3 of you." 4, cried D'Artagnan, leaping to the side of the 3 musketeers. "Do you know what you're doing?" said Jussac. "Get out of our way, young man." "He's right," whispered Athos. "This isn't your fight. Now go while you still can. This is no place for a boy." But D'Artagnan had made his choice. "It's Athos, Porthos, Aramis, and D'Artagnan," he cried, charging at the cardinal's men. The 3 musketeers rushed in to back him up, but D'Artagnan found himself face to face with the great Jussac himself, a famous swordsman and a veteran of many battles. Jussac had more skill, but D'Artagnan had speed and youth on his side. Jussac had a struggle to hold him off. "This is ridiculous," Jussac thought as he thrust and parried with his rapier. "How can a boy like this be such hard work?" Suddenly, D'Artagnan made a lunge and wounded Jussac in the arm. The cardinal's man dropped his sword. Instantly, D'Artagnan rushed off to fight someone else. Thought Athos, who was coolly fighting left-handed. "That young man has spirit. I'm glad I didn't have to kill him." The fighting raged for several more minutes, Porthos joking all the time with his opponent. "Ha ha! Missed me again?" Then Jussac shouted, "Stop fighting!" Four of the cardinal's men were wounded, and this was a battle they couldn't win. "Withdraw," he said bitterly. And to the king's musketeers he said, "We'll get you next time." "What a victory," bragged Porthos, as the cardinal's men staggered back to their horses and galloped off. "Wait until we tell everyone." "Best kept quiet," advised Aramis. "We don't want Monsieur de Tréville hearing about it. We'll have a private celebration, just for ourselves." And the three musketeers linked arms and strode down the street. D'Artagnan was hanging back. No one had invited him to the party. Why should they? He wasn't even a musketeer. But he knew he'd fought well, and he couldn't help his face crumbling in disappointment. But then Aramis called to him, "Come and join us." "Yes," roared Porthos. "You wounded the great Jussac. He'll never live it down, beaten by a country boy." This time D'Artagnan wasn't insulted, for Athos added quietly, "Well done. You fought bravely," and linked arms with him. All four of them strode out together, laughing and joking, and taking up the whole street. Porthos had a blue hat, as big as a cartwheel, with a great curling feather in it. He spun it into the air and caught it again. "All for one and one for all," he cheered. "All for one and one for all," cried the others. And D'Artagnan roared the loudest of them all.